This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Suvendu Adhikari is to take oath as the first BJP Chief Minister of West Bengal this morning. The oath-taking ceremony is being held at the Brigade Parade Ground in Kolkata. Governor R.N. Ravi to administer the oath of office and secrecy to the Chief Minister and members of the new cabinet. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived at the venue to attend the ceremony. He is holding a roadshow before reaching Brigade Ground. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, along with several union ministers and chief ministers from BJP-ruled states, are also present. The ceremony is being held on the 25th of Boishakh, the birth anniversary of Rabindranath Tagore, giving the event added cultural and symbolic significance. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have offered tributes to Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore on the occasion of Pochishe Boishakh. In a social media post, the Vice President said that Gurudev Tagore's contributions extended far beyond the realm of literature. Mr. Radhakrishnan described Tagore as a pioneering thinker, artist and educationist, whose works reflected the richness of Indian civilization and the universal values of humanity, leaving an enduring influence on society and generations to come. The Prime Minister said that Tagore was a writer, thinker and poet of extraordinary brilliance. Mr. Modi said Tagore made a mark as an exceptional philosopher, educationist, artist and a timeless voice of India's civilizational soul. The government has appointed Lieutenant General N.S. Rajasubramani as the next Chief of Defence Staff, or CDS. Ministry of Defence said that Lieutenant General Subramani will also serve as Secretary, Department of Military Affairs, with effect from the date of assumption of charge and until further orders. He will assume office after General Anil Chauhan completes his tenure on the 30th of this month. The government has appointed Vice Admiral Krishna Swaminathan as the next Chief of the Naval Staff. Ministry of Defence said that Vice Admiral Swaminathan is currently serving as the Flag Officer Commanding-in-Chief of the Western Naval Command. He will succeed Admiral Dinesh Kumar Tripathi, who retires on the 31st of this month. Pradhan Mantri Suraksha Bima Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Jeevan Jyoti Bima Yojana and Atal Pension Yojana have completed 11 years of providing social security cover to citizens across the country. Ministry of Finance said that these schemes were envisioned to extend affordable financial protection to all, particularly the underserved and vulnerable sections of society. Speaking about the schemes, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi had launched the Jan Suraksha schemes comprising PM Jeevan Jyoti Bima Yojana, PM Suraksha Bima Yojana and Atal Pension Yojana to provide low-cost insurance and pension benefits. National Legal Services Authority will organise the second National Lok Adalat of 2026 across the country today. Talking to Akashwani News, Member Secretary, National Legal Services Authority, Sanjeev Bande said that the initiative aims to provide amicable settlement of disputes and reduce the burden on courts through participatory and people-centric mechanisms. Two new suspected cases of hantavirus were reported yesterday, one in Spain and the other on the remote South Atlantic island of Tristan da Cunha, as experts raced to contain an outbreak that began on a luxury cruise ship. The announcements in locations thousands of miles apart will fuel concern about the spread of a virus so far associated with 3 deaths, though the World Health Organization has repeatedly said the risk to the wider public is low and the virus does not transmit easily. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Delhi Capitals by 8 wickets at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. Chasing a target of 143 runs, Kolkata Knight Riders made 147 runs by only losing 2 wickets in just 14.2 overs. Today, Rajasthan Royals will face Gujarat Titans at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.